Afternoons with Aaron and Kevin Faulness with the Minnesota Wild Radio Network joins us. And Kevin, it's the best time of the year. Playoff hockey starts on Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say it was not a wild night last night or the night before when they got stunned. And St. Louis, stunned isn't the right word, but they got slammed pretty good. So we can exit that from our memory banks ASAP and get ready for what should be a phenomenal series against the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm excited.
Now, Kevin, for fans out there that might be a little worried about what happened against St. Louis, there should be no worries because those two games, I don't want to call them throwaway games, but they didn't really matter. So I would not take any stock in those games, would you?
No, I'm trying not to. The second to last game, the Wild actually put up a fight, but the Blues goaltender, Ville Husso, slammed the door shut and kind of took the fight. The wind out of their sails, especially after two pretty decent periods of hockey. That third period, that definitely was a throwaway. And then you go into the season finale, and you know, you had your varsity lineup sitting on the bench. Kaprizov and Fiala, namely, got out of that game. Spurgeon and Brodin as well. Zuccarello missed it as well. So five regulars were out of the lineup. They brought in three guys from the taxi squad, plus Zach Parise jumped in after, you know, sitting out the three previous games, and Brad Hunt got his first action in about a month. So there was nothing that they were particularly battling for last night. It would have been nice to see him put up a better effort in the final two periods when they gave up seven consecutive goals. But, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't mean anything.
Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. And here's where the fun part starts. You just want to make the dance. The Minnesota Wild are in the dance. And thanks to Colorado, they win last night. They tie Vegas. They win the tiebreaker. And you know, this was the series I wanted in the first round. And thanks to the Avalanche playing some good hockey at the end, they're the one seed. They'll get St. Louis. The Minnesota Wild will get the Vegas Knights. And again, these two teams have had some great battles this season. This is the way the NHL playoffs should start for our Minnesota Wild. Talk about your thoughts on the first round matchup with the Knights.
Yeah, for some reason, statistically, the Wild have done very well against Vegas. Vegas is a very good team. Don't get me wrong. This isn't going to be an easy best-of-seven series, but it's probably the best scenario for the Wild. Colorado is real good. Vegas isn't too awfully far behind, but for whatever reason, the Wild have matched up really well against them this year. They've won 5 of 8 in this series. You know, we won 5-1-2 against them over the course of the 8 games of this season, and it should be fun. I think it's going to be up-and-down hockey. I don't see a lot of 1-0 victories in any of the best-of-seven. Whoever it is that comes out on top is going to have to earn it because I think it's going to be firewagon and hockey for the most part. Both teams can fly. Goaltenders are going to be, you know, I think will probably be very good. I don't care if they go with Leonard or if they go with Marc-Andre Fleury. The Wild are going to throw out their Cam Talbot, and this is going to be a fun little series. This is everything that I think we could hope for, and I'm excited to get it going.
Now, Kevin, I guess I haven't heard when it comes to home games next week. Has the attendance been upped at all for the Minnesota Wild? Talk about where the attendance is allowed right now and if anything has changed for the postseason.
Well, we finished off that 7-game homestand capped at 3,000 per game at Xcel Energy Center. My understanding is as we make our way towards the postseason, that number is going to be up to about 5,000, and I think it has a chance to rise as the playoffs go along. But my understanding is it's just under 5,000, I believe, as we make our way into game number 3 and 4 later this week.
That's going to be, you know, something that's different for all the teams depending on what part of the country they're in, because we know how important the fans are, the noise is, and it's going to be an interesting postseason because I'm assuming there's going to be some home arenas that maybe are close to packed and others will be in the, you know, the 3,000 to 5,000 people range like at the Xcel Energy Center. So I would assume some teams will have a different home ice advantage in the postseason.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I saw St. Louis and Vegas were right around the 7,000 mark. So, and maybe that was the same with Colorado. You know, as the COVID stuff gets, the restrictions get lifted a little bit, and relaxed, it opens up the opportunity to get more games in the season. I think that's the one disappointing thing for the Wild season all year long. This has been one of the most exciting seasons in Wild history. And, you know, outside of listening to it on the radio or watching it on TV, very few people have seen this team in you know, flesh and bone. This kid, Kirill Kaprizov, he's the real deal, and he's been a lot of fun to watch. And now it's slowly but surely fans are going to be able to witness him with their very own eyes. So it's well worth it. You get the opportunity to get down there. I'm not just here pumping tickets because it puts food in my kids' mouths. I'm serious. The kid is the real deal, and it's well worth the time and effort.
Minnesota Wild Radio Network, Kevin Faulness here at 223 on Kate Radio, talking about the upcoming series with the Vegas Knights. And so everything is in still a pot of four. Everybody you pretty much played during the regular season. You see in the postseason until we get to the Final Four. Kevin, if you had to make some predictions, who do you like in this? If you had to pick a couple of teams, who should we watch out for as the favorites? And maybe if you had to pick a couple of sleeper teams as well, who would you go with when it comes to that route?
Yeah, I mean, the odds-on favorite is someone out of the West Division is going to come out of this with, you know, battered and bruised most likely, but I think it's going to be phenomenal hockey. Yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun to watch. Hard to go against Tampa Bay, especially when they're fully cooking. When they've got Stamkos, I believe, is coming back. They've got Hedman still. They've got, you know, Vasilevsky between the pipes. And they've got Cup Cred. Hard to go against them. I think Boston is an interesting pick out east as well, or whatever division they are. the wild cards are going to be in the North Division. They haven't even finished their seasons yet. To figure out, you know, what's going to happen up there. But, I mean, Connor McDavid to have over 100 points in a 15-16 season is just bonkers. If they can get any semblance of goaltending, that Edmonton team should definitely be fun to watch in the postseason. But, you know, it's hard because the way this season has been launched up, the only teams that I've watched with any regularity have been the teams in the West Division. And I know it was definitely a top-heavy division. Colorado, Vegas, and the Wild are pretty darn good teams. And then you think St. Louis is kind of playing right down there at the end. So if I was going to pick a sleeper, I guess I could pick the Wild or the Blues because I don't think anyone's picking them to go very far. But, you know, if you get the timely goal scoring, you've headed with Kaprizov, you continue to add that 1-2 punch with Kaprizov and Fiala, and then you get the goaltending with Talbot. You know, that's a pretty scary team that I don't think anyone's excited to face.
Playoffs start Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. The Vegas Knights on the road as the Minnesota Wild. Again, the quest for the Cup begins. We'll keep you updated right here on KATE Radio, an affiliate of the Minnesota Wild. And Kevin, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy postseason hockey kicking off on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you next week, okay?
Loving it, Aaron. Thank you.